Welcome to Sprouts Radio from the Grassroots, a weekly program that showcases radio production by independent community media. We bring local stories to a national audience, produced at a different location every week.
And no, we genuinely love you, and we care about you, that's why we're here today. And we care about your families, and I just hope you can think about that Kansas City Police, you're here to serve and protect, and I appreciate a lot of some of the things you do, but if that place behind us there was about to kill 10 people in our community, I feel like you'd be walking with us the other direction. And that's the reality of what this place is here behind us.
Trespassing on the United States Department of Energy. You are not authorized to enter upon this property, and you are requested to leave immediately. If you do not leave, you will be arrested.
I'm Mike Murphy of 90.1 FM KKFI Kansas City Community Radio. Today on Sprouts, part two of the Memorial Day action at the Kansas City Weapons Plant, conducted by Peaceworks KC and Associates, in which 17 activists were arrested in a collective act of civil disobedience. In part one, you heard the die-in, which memorialized those workers who had died prematurely either from working at the old weapons plant or the adjacent agencies all located on the Bannister Federal Complex. Now on the new weapons plant, 8 miles south, 17 activists were arrested in a collective act of civil disobedience on Memorial Day. We'll hear what they have to say as they approach the line. We'll start out with Deborah Peniston, who is a widow of a 20-year worker at the Kansas City Weapons Plant.
You know, it's sort of interesting. With the rain, it sort of got red. It almost looked like the red blood stains. But what I want to say is, today, we are focusing on lost but not forgotten who have died or have become ill from working at the Honeywell plant at 95th and Bannister. The number of the workers we are honoring and mourning is just a portion of the actual number. So many families believe it's a losing battle and have put their family members who have died to rest. As long as I have a voice, I will not allow Honeywell to forget Bob and the others who died or who have at the 95th and Bannister plant. I will not let Honeywell close the book on our families due to their negligence on that property. You can move to a new site, allow others to attempt to clean up your mess at 95th and the blood stains from your hands, but you and I know you will have to answer to your immoral actions, to the deaths and illnesses of innocent human beings during your time on this precious earth.
I'm Spencer Graves. There's an increasing number of people are saying basically the single greatest national security threat facing the United States today and every other nation on the planet is the U.S. nuclear arsenal, followed by the large nuclear arsenals of the other major power nuclear weapon states. It's only a matter of time before we have a nuclear war. The Center for the Study of Existential Risks at the University of Cambridge estimates a 0.6% chance in 1 year, which translates into a 21% chance in the next 40 years, and almost a 40% chance by the end of this century. And that would likely lead to a nuclear winter in which 98% of the survivors would starve to death.
I'm Georgia Walker, and I'm here today because in our names, so many lives have been sacrificed. People say, well, we've got nuclear weapons so that we don't have to use nuclear weapons. But as Maurice told us, we've put nuclear weapons, so to speak, in people's bodies. two of my aunts who were peacefully working for the IRS died because of cancers early in life. And I'm just here because we've got to stop this madness.
My name is Jordan, and I'm here today because I believe that the development of nuclear weapons, the constructing of them, and all weapons of war should never be allowed to become a normal part of our lives.
Amen.
That it's just something that exists in our world, and that's the way it is. And so I'm here to say that these nuclear weapons should be abolished, they should be banned, they're immoral, and I think this is the very least of what I can do is to be here today to work towards that. So thank you.
Hi, I'm Joseph. I come here to walk in beauty, and walk in peace, and walk freely. And want to read you something by Pablo Neruda about the quiet. It's called Keeping Quiet. Now we will count to 12, and we will all keep still. For once on the face of the earth, let's not speak in any language. Let's stop for 1 second and not move our arms so much. It would be an exotic moment without rush, without engines. We would all be together in a sudden strangeness. Fishermen in the cold sea would not harm whales, and the man gathering salt would look at his hurt hands. Those who prepare green wars, wars with gas, wars with fire, war victories with no survivors, would put on clean clothes and walk about with their brothers in the shade, doing nothing. What I want should not be confused with total inactivity. Life is what it is about. I want no truck with death. If we were not so single-minded about keeping our lives moving and for once could do nothing, perhaps a huge silence might interrupt this sadness of never understanding ourselves and of threatening ourselves with death. Perhaps the earth can teach us, as when everything seems dead and later proves to be alive. Now, I'll count up to 12, and you keep quiet, and I will go.
This way. Well, thank you all so much for being here today. This is truly the manifestation of the beloved community here before us. My name's Sunny, and I'm here on behalf of all the things that couldn't be here. I'm here to speak for the trees, for the rivers, for the mountains, for the people, for the lives that have already been lost, and for all the things, all of creation that doesn't understand the way that we legitimize this creation. That doesn't understand why you have to go through a court process to prove that it's bad to stop it. Try to explain that to even a child. If you explain what this place is and how it causes harm, well then why don't they stop? And I just want to mention my friends back here. It's great to see you again. I recognize something from last year and years past. I hope, you know, we'll be here next year and we'll be right here and you could be right here next year as well. All are welcome all the time. In the peace movement, I've got some lovely bread here that my partner Lee baked. It's very delicious. It's made with fresh herbs from our garden. And I would love if you all would like to share some over there. It'll be good stuff. And I also encourage you, we're completely nonviolent and peaceful here. So if you'd like, you could put your weapons into your vehicles because those really aren't needed today. It's just a general call to disarm. From the Christian faith, we're called to disarm. Turn our weapons into stuff for gardening, really. So, but yeah, I genuinely want to invite you all to break bread together. We can hang out. You're all welcome to my house for dinner. We'll make even better food there. And no, we genuinely love you, and we care about you, and that's why we're here today. And we care about your families. And I just hope you can think about that Kansas City Police, you're here to serve and protect, and I appreciate a lot of some of the things you do. But if that place behind us there was about to kill 10 people in our community, I feel like you'd be walking with us the other direction. And that's the reality of what this place is here behind us. So, my name's Sonny Hamrick. Add me on Facebook. come to hang out, and I'd love to talk to us all more, and sharing life and peace together. So thank you all for joining us here today and listening. Much appreciation.
I'm Jim Hanna. When this plant was being constructed, I came here pretty much every Monday morning for about a year at 8 o'clock. I held up a little sign that says, "Is it good for the grandkids?" And to me, as I come here today, it really has a lot to do with that. And I'm mindful today of my good friend Lou Mountainay. She was planning to cross again one more time. But we had a celebration of her life a few weeks ago. And I know that her spirit, her strong, strong spirit, is still among us. And I think the good spirit which prompted her strong, strong spirit is also among us. And I'm thankful for the members of the family that are here today to commemorate that. I'm going today to walk across the line backwards because I feel like we need to turn our back on nuclear weapons.
I'm Ann Sollentrop, and I am with Physicians for Social Responsibility. And we have worked for decades against nuclear weapons. And I'm also part of the Alliance for Nuclear Accountability. And they have people that are going to meet June 14th in South Carolina, to people just like you and me. And they're going to try to brainstorm together and try to stop these new nuclear bomb pits, the plutonium pits that they want to make. And so I invite you to journey with me to South Carolina, Aiken, South Carolina, for this. We'll speak out for Kansas City. We don't want them. And then next year, it will be the 75th anniversary of the Hiroshima-Nagasaki bombing. And Tennessee, where they make the secondaries, the uranium parts that blow up, they're going to have a huge, I think, 2-3 week long commemoration. And they're going to have art there. They're going to have theater. They're going to have music. And they want the young people to come. So if anybody is interested in that, that's going to be in July of 2020. So come see Ann.
Dears, there are several of us here, partly because Lou Mountainay has compelled us to be here. She crossed this line 4 times, and on April 8th at our PeaceWorks board meeting, she jotted on a sheet that I had passed around just from a yellow pad, a sheet that said, planning to do civil resistance on Memorial Day. And she, of course, signed, and we knew that she would be signing, and she had said that she would be here at about 11 o'clock this morning. And within 13 days, she died from the cancer that she had. And as a special way, several of us decided to try to cross in her name. And there was a person who crossed with her last year who said, well, was Lou cremated? And we said, yes, we thought that the family, that had been Lou's wish. And so we asked the family, and they agreed that we could be able to have some of Lou's ashes with us as we crossed the line. And so we are much indebted to the whole beautiful Mountainay family who helped Lou live, who helped Lou die, just as she is helping us live today with all the love in our hearts for the whole world. She was like a world prophet. And so we will have the opportunity, those of us who are crossing the line, if anybody wishes, to take a little packet of her ashes with us. And I'm going to ask Dennis Galley, after I cross the line, I'm going to want to pass my little packet back to you for safekeeping while I'm in custody. And then an hour and a half later, I will be picking it back.
You're listening to Sprouts Radio from the Grassroots, a weekly program bringing you local radio productions of national interest. I'm Mike Murphy with 90.1 FM, KKFI Kansas City Community Radio, and we're listening to an action on Memorial Day conducted by PeaceWorks KC outside the Kansas City Weapons Plant at 140 Highway and Botts Road.
My name is Daniel Karam, and you know, this is a struggle for power. I mean, they've got guns, they got money, you know, they got factories, and you know, they're doing things in factories. They're, you know, making cars and stuff like that, and that's for people who buy them. That's for like us, the consumers, the public. But what are they making in this factory? They're making things that, if they ever are used, are going to be the result of millions of people's deaths. And people are making big-time money on that. And, you know, so I just want to say that on our side, we have love. And I believe we have truth. There's a struggle for truth, too. They say that what they say is true, but good luck. In any case, we have love, we have truth, and I'm glad to be on this side. And, you know, there used to be a time when people with guns would escort a little black girl to a school so that she could go to school. Now, that was the proper use of guns, in my estimation. I just wish that things could go back more that way again. Now, I read a little something about Lou, and I'd like to share that. It was a response to an email. This is the first I heard about Lou. Something is happening. Some work, and I sense her departure is apart. There was love and care genuine. What's the opposite of weapon? I'm not sure, but I believe Lou was a part of it. How can things be advanced in death as well as life? I'm not sure, but I feel Lou is an example. What is sacrificed will not be wasted, and Lou is a testimony. I feel hit, but will not stop, but be propelled, and Lou is someone to be thankful for. And thanks to you and Jane and Peaceworks, you're not kidding, as I've noticed a maturity and seriousness coming about that is both refreshing and awakening. May your and our hopes be realized. Dare I bring God into this? Dare I not? Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled and nourished and satisfied. And so I give thanks.
My name is Lewis. I think I've spent most of my adult life on behalf of those who are left out of the good things of life, even the essential things of life. When our friend Jim Hanna said the nuclear clock is 2 minutes to midnight, sometimes I think we are generations past midnight in the diabolical injuries we have suffered on millions of people in our country and billions of people around the world who have continued to suffer for lack of resources when they are siphoned off by plants like this one behind us.
Well said.
At Lou's memorial service, her three granddaughters gave the most wonderful tribute. And so, I decided at that time, since she could not pick up the torch and cross, I wrote for my grandchildren.
Thank you, Tony.
There's a book out that's called A Room Full of Shadows. It begins with, sometimes I feel like an ant. You know, when you're coming up against things of destruction, where people are actually destroying things, and they have a mindset for that because they rationalize it somehow. It, you know, to me, it's opening up your heart and shedding off some of those defenses and opening up to what's more important in life. 50 years, we will be married, and we're having a 50th wedding anniversary here, but we're doing this for our grandchildren.
Amen.
You know, there's a layered future here, if at all we can hold on to letting them be alive and alive to the passion of peace.
Hello, my name is Bennett, and this will be the first time I've crossed the purple line, and I am doing this for Lou. I wanted to, what she said last year, she said, I too am a bothersome weed on the property of death, perhaps a dandelion. Hear me roar. Hallelujah. As she crossed the purple line last year. And just so you know, dandelions are also known as lions too. And they're also known as a backyard superfood and a nature's multivitamin. And I look at this as a lot of us, we're all dandelions. And we're just trying to bring out peace into the world, into our communities, and getting rid of things like this behind us. And also, the last thing I wanted to mention is when you have people at the federal level, and maybe even the local level or the state level, but in particular, Senator Roy Blunt, who took 19, who took money from Saudi Arabia in 2017 in his campaign. There's something wrong with that when we take foreign money to keep things like this going. Thank you.
And I believe Sunny is going to have a reflection here for us. And I think some of us are going to cross the line. We'll move over close to the...
We just wanted to close with this poem as we make our way to the line here. And again, just such gratitude for this greater community, for Lou, for the children, for everybody. And this specifically goes to Bob, our friend who died working at the other plant. And it's called The Us. You know they're scared of the real us coming. When they're shooting tear gas just to get the people running. And it's all while I sit here thumbing through these newspaper pages, reading about CEOs making million-dollar wages while the employees are practically living in cages. And the saddest thing is that it doesn't even faze us. 99's trying to rearrange the us. Corporations fillet us. Puts us on a platter as if we never mattered, like throwing the ball directly at the batter, hitting us from mid-class to low-class with no class, just to watch us scatter and splatter, muffling the clatter. And even sadder, it's to our own people. Even the great book says that we're all made equal. But every night on the news, it's just a sequel. Separations of demonstrations of united people. I think it's just the big man getting scared looking at his people, but little do they know that I'm coming with a trequel. Mercy, peace, and justice. Now that's a positive, productive type of lethal. I know I'm not asking for a meager change, just to get rid of the weasels deranged, tricked and choked by their colored suits and neckties. Won't hesitate to tell lies while interns organize stacks of paper. Sign your name on the line, never see the man that dies later, or the wife that cries later. Every time a new man comes over, her child had to learn her whole world over. Because the fake us thinks that we can run countries over like a game of Red Rover, but it's not fifth grade, and recess is over. And now later on to the little girl, the bully shoves her, because now she's only got a mother. Says, what, did your daddy not love her? When really he died building bombs like Bob for our supposed democratic nation. I think it's time for the us to have an evaluation. Thank you.
And now the Honeywell 17 worked their way up to the purple line of scrimmage, where law enforcement is waiting for them on the other side.
Authorized to enter upon this property, and you are requested to leave immediately. If you do not leave, you will be arrested. Everybody understand?
I have a question. You said it's a protective, you're a protective group?
Yes.
Okay. What are you here to protect today?
People and property.
People and property?
Where was this facility? I'm going to go ahead and read this. I'm going to go ahead and read this, and then we'll go from there. All right, I'm going to give you one more warning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm a representative of Honeywell FMNT, Kansas City Protective Force. You are trespassing on property of the United States Department of Energy. You are not authorized to enter upon this property, and you are requested to leave immediately. If you do not leave, you will be arrested. Understand?
Yes. Okay. City property.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Sergeant Craig Hope. I'm from Kansas, Missouri Police Department. Thank you. We appreciate any of your cooperation. Basically, you are under arrest. Every one of you here has crossed this line. You're on trespassing on the property. But that requires us to process you according with our policies and procedures, which requires you to be handcuffed and searched. So if you don't mind at this time, I'll ask you all to just turn around and place your hands behind your back, and we'll take really good care of you. We'll do this as simply easy as possible. Okay? Just turn around, place your hands behind your back, please. Thank you.
You've been listening to a Memorial Day action at the Kansas City Weapons Plant operated by Honeywell. The following people were arrested: Christine Donowski from Germany, Bennett Dibben, Ron and Tony Faust, Spencer Graves, Jordan Sonny Hamrick, James Hanna, Daniel Karam, Deborah Peniston, widow of a 20-year worker at the old Kansas City Weapons Plant, Brother Louis Rodeman, Jordan Sheely, Joseph One, Jane Stover, Anne Sullentrop, Susanna Vanderheiden from Holland, Georgia Walker, Lee, Woody. Also, some of Lou Mountaineer's ashes were carried across the line by Jane Stover. To find out more about Peaceworks KC, visit peaceworkskc.org. Subsequent to this action, 85-year-old Father Carl Cabot and Byron Clemens were arrested inside the plant after red paint was poured on a sign on Independence Day. That's it for Sprouts. You've been listening to a Memorial Day action at the Kansas City Weapons Plant operated by Honeywell. Yours truly, Mike Murphy, did the field recording and production, and production assistance came from Ben Hume. The Sprouts theme music is Torpedoes on Tuesday by Poison Control Center. Sprouts is a weekly program produced in collaboration with community radio stations and independent producers across the country. The program is coordinated and distributed by Pacifica Radio. Thanks to Brian David at Satellite Operations. If you or someone at your station has a radio production that you wish to showcase nationally, contact our air traffic controller, Ursula Rudenberg, at ursula@pacifica.org. That's ursula@pacifica.org. I'm Mike Murphy at 90.1 FM KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. Thank you for listening, and see you next week on Sprouts.